everybody hear it go. Stay in tune, cause it's gonna be Flair this afternoon.
And this is Dick Van Dyke.
Here's a comic operetta with no lyrical soprano. Here's Sam Freeman teaming up with his satirical piano.
This is Stan Freeman for Flair. Well, I suspect that one of the reasons the dog has been called man's best friend is that he wags his tail instead of his tongue, and is one of the few who can always pass a loyalty test pretty safely. But life with a pooch is not always peaches and honey, so here's my little ode to the pup. I know they say he's man's best friend, but why does he just like to bark? Only when it's after dark. I know he keeps prowlers at bay, but he also keeps the Sandman away. I know they praise his loyalty, but why is it when he's indoors? To be let out, he implores. So you let him out, and what then? He just howls to get back in again. He's been known to cheer folks who are frowning, but he also tracks mud on the beds. He's been known to save folks who are drowning, but he's also been known to chew clothing to shreds. I know they say he's man's best friend. He's upright and staunch as a steeple. He's much more loyal than people. But if people are more reprehensible, it's 'cause people are much more sensible.
London says, do it again. So who's giving her an argument?
Oh, do it again. I may cry no, 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 but do it again. My lips just ache to have you take the kiss that's waiting for you. Do you know if you do? You won't regret it. Go and get it on. No one is near. I may cry, oh, 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 but no one will hear. Mama may scold me, 'cause she told me it's naughty. But then, oh, do it again. Please. Do it again. Please do it again. Oh, do it again. Do it again.
Rosemary Haley is Flair's nurse. And if all nurses were as attractive as she is, our national pastime would be hypochondria instead of baseball.
If your feelings are worse or worse, here's Rosemary Haley, chiropractical nurse.
This is Rosemary Haley for Flair. The day Colonel Glenn orbited into space, I was next door at the home of his friends, the Millers. There were 30 or 40 members of the press trooping in and out, and I'm sorry to say not all of them bothered to wipe their feet. Mrs. Miller showed no distress. You know, this impressed me as almost as much as the fact that Colonel Glenn was orbiting at that moment. Since this is not a topical feature, there was no point in asking topical questions, so I asked typical questions. I said to Mrs. Miller and Mrs. Brown, another Marine flyer's wife, and Mrs. Brown's little daughter, Tina, you know, all of you are service people and you move around a great deal. How does this affect you? Mrs. Miller replied, I've been moving for over 20 years. I think I'm part gypsy. It took 5 years of marriage to get used to it, but now I'm almost looking forward to it. Tina piped in. I'm not. How does moving affect children? Well, when they get close to their teens, they find it hard. Some people feel sorry for service children because they move so much. I do, said the little brown girl. But it is broadening. School-wise, it's difficult, but not socially. It is for me socially, said you-know-who. Of course, said Mrs. Miller, some branches of the service move more than the Marines. We move every 3 years. I understand the Navy moves every two, sometimes one. But at the end of every 3 years, she chuckled, my drapes need cleaning and my walls need to be cleaned, too. Mrs. Brown said with great warmth in her voice, you know, I really do like service life. The same little voice piped up again, I don't.
Martin sings Tick-a-Tee, Tick-a-Tack.
Oh, how my heart beats tonight while we're dancing. It beats with a rhythm so gay. I'm so in love, says my heart, while we're dancing. It goes tick-a-tee, tick-a-tay. Ooh, hold me, my love, for this night of romance and we'll make for the heart to obey. Yeah, this is the thrill and the will of a heart when it goes tick-a-tee, tick-a-tay. Yeah, this is the thrill and the will of a heart when it goes tick-a-tee, tick-a-tee.
The score is all tied, and how the crowd shouts. The last of the night, and the count is one strike. Here is a hit, and it is Dick Van Dyke.
I think American ingenuity has paid too much attention to pleasing the eyes and the ears, and not enough to pleasing the nose. We have CinemaScope and color TV for the eyes, and fantastic stereo sound for the ear. But the poor nose has gotten short shrift, or sniffed, as it were. And my solution to this problem? I would like to see them make available to noses everywhere the same degree of reality that they've achieved in sight and sound. Wouldn't it be great if on a night when your next-door neighbor's frying fish and garlic, you could press a button and counter it with the fresh baked smell of a pastry shop? Or on the morning after the big party when the smell of stale tobacco smoke greets you, you could flood your living room with the summery smell of a clear June day at the seashore. And imagine having all the great and pleasant smells of our time bottled in spray cans ready for instant use. The spicy smell of a Jewish delicatessen, the smell of fresh-mown grass complete with morning dew, roasting coffee beans or pine logs blazing in a large fireplace on a cold winter's day. And not imitation smells either, but the real McCoy captured on location. The only problem is that I can't figure out how to have stereo smells. We have two eyes for 3D pictures and two ears for stereo sound, but alas, only one proboscis. I'm working on it, though, because we do have two nostrils, so at least there's room for experiment. I'll be getting back to work on this great scheme as soon as I get over by code. Ross Barber, Don Barber, Ken Albers, and Bob Flanagan sing East of the Sun. And if those names don't sound familiar, how's the four freshmen sound?
East of the Sun.
Lampy says chrysanthemums should be planted in the spring, but don't plant them anywhere near the magic beans because the giant will trample them.
You can overcome and ungreen some have harvest like the farmer in the dell. Just don't despair, start digging flare and garden to a fairly well.
Hi, this is Ruth Lampy with some gardening tips speaking for Flair. Chrysanthemums are among our most attractive and colorful flowers, and they grow well in any reasonably good garden soil from Florida to Canada and west to the Pacific. They do need a well-drained location and full sun. To prepare for the fall splash of color, mums should be planted in the spring. Of course, you can buy plants from your nurseryman, but clumps that have overwintered in your garden will provide you with lots of vigorous new plants. Don't try to divide and replant old clumps. It's better to take cuttings. This way, you avoid trouble from insects and fungus disease that may be lurking in old roots. Fill a flat or flower pot with clean builder's sand or a sterile rooting material such as vermiculite or perlite, and wet the rooting medium thoroughly. With a sharp knife, cut 2.5 to 3-inch pieces from the tips of the shoots of your old clump. Use the outside shoots and discard the center. Dip the base of the cutting in a rooting compound. With a pencil, make a hole in the rooting material, insert the cutting, firm it in well, and then water the whole thing immediately. Keep the medium moist, but not soggy, and the roots will develop in about 2 weeks. Then you can pot the cuttings up separately or plant them directly in your garden. So for fall color in your garden, mum's the word. This is Ruth Lampy speaking for Flair.
Thank you.
listener wrote in the other day and asked how I stay so thin. Actually, I used to weigh 250 pounds, but that was before Bonnie Pruden and Paul Fogarty made me follow along with their exercises.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Flair now gives you a girl's best friend.
Sit up.
Push up.
Deep.
Deep in.
This is Paul Fogarty for Flair. Say, do you want nice thighs and legs? Well, here's a simple exercise to trim the whole leg. Now, you stand with the left hand on a chair or maybe against the pipe organ if you got a pipe organ. Put the right hand on the hip. Now, you simply swing the right leg forward about hip high and then to the rear hip high. Forward and back. Ready? Cadence. Exercise. It's 1, 2, forward and back and forward and back. Oh, swing that leg high. Very good for the upper thigh. Keep swinging. They say an old-timer is a man who can remember when it was easy to tell the difference between a nudist camp and a Florida bathing beach. Swing forward. Now swing the left leg forward and back. Swing. All corn is not in Iowa, not with a healthy Fogarty around. And you swing hip high. Can you swing that leg a little higher? That's it. I don't mean can you swing it, I mean can you swing it? And it will be 1 and halt. Well, that was the leg streamliner. Next time, 1 for the midsection. This is Paul Fogarty for Flair, for your streamlined silhouette and your good health.
Thanks, Paul. Cy Zentner and the Johnny Mansingers say, I wish I had a paper doll that I could call my own. Well, you can't blame them. The only one they've all been sharing has gotten pretty ragged.
I'm going to buy a paper doll that I can call.
Lee says, I'm going to go fishing. And here she is, hook, line, and swinger.
Woke up this morning, wanting to try. Then I remember, yes, I knew why. He's real good one for having his cake. I'm going to go fishing or jump in the lake. Yes, I'm going to go fishing. That's what I'll do. Think about nothing, not even you. Catch a real big one, a big speckled trout. Snapping in the water, I'll pull them on out. The man is a liar. The man is a fool. I'm gonna go fishing and catch me a trout. I'm gonna go fishing and catch me a trout. I'm gonna go fishing and catch me a trout.
Arms extended, bend to the thigh. Deep knee bends will change your size. Being fit is being wise. You'll look and feel better when you exercise. Hey, Bonnie Pruden, how's so?
What about bikinis? Who can wear them? Well, any lady can wear a bikini, provided one thing. She has a nice figure. Now, if you'd like to wear a bikini because you get more sunburn and because you feel freer when you swim, you should wear one. But let's take a look at the figure. How is the waistline and how is the abdominal line? Those are the two that show up. If your waistline is a little thick and the abdominals protrude, let's start with the abdominals. Lie down on the floor, bend your knees, and shove your feet under something that's going to hold the feet down. Now, put your hands behind your neck and roll up slowly to a sitting position. Now, straighten your back and lift your head, and now roll down again very slowly. Keep your back round and roll out. Now, you do 10 every night and every single morning. And after about a week or two, you can put a book in your hands. That adds weight. It makes it harder for you to do, but cuts the weight down on your abdominals faster. Now, the waistline, put your feet apart and your hands about shoulder level, bent elbows. Now, twist to the right and then twist to the left. Now, do about 8 of them very fast, like about this rhythm, left and right and left and right. You do 8 of those. Now, lean over, keeping your knees straight so that your body is parallel with the floor. And just as though you were going to kick a small dwarf in the head with your hands, push right and left and right a little faster this time. Now, you do 50 of those a day, and you'll be able to look good in a bikini.
Bonnie has gotten Senator Claghorn in such good shape that he could probably keep his filibuster going for a new congressional record. Thanks a heap, Bonnie.
Here's Senator Claghorn to give you your bill of surplus corn from Capitol Hill.
Dee-lum-bum-dee-dee-lum-bum-bum, Claghorn's name, Senator Claghorn that is, and I'm mighty happy to be back here on Flair. Yeah. Now that Physical Fitness Day is here, everybody is conscious of their weight again. Now, my little old Magnolia has started taking a dumbbell with her wherever she goes. That is, she has a dietitian in attendance. Yeah, at all times. You know, she's helping me with my new book, Pounds Don't Count. It's based on the same principle that watches don't tell time. Yeah, you gotta see them first. Yeah, like with pounds, that is. You know those scales that you see in the bus stops? Now, my mother-in-law has to put 2 pennies in to get her full reading. Well, she's always putting in her 2 cents anyway. Yeah. You see, we get out of shape as we get older. Now, as little kids, we play hopscotch and hide-and-seek. Then when we're older, we play drink-scotch, hide-the-tummy, and get-seek. Sick. Yeah. You know, one fella tried slimming down with a hula hoop, but it fit so well as a belt, he just gave up. Mm-hmm. There's only one sure way to lose a fast 15 pounds. Yep, Mary, Queen of Scots, did it. But now there's no need to lose your head over reducing, though. Just stop eating. You'll be reduced to a nerve-racked boll weevil, and nobody cottons to that. Yeah. Well, I have to go now. Have to meet a friend in a bar. A health bar, that is. Well, so long. So long, that is.
Been brought to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.